The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Leader and the Muse with top personal brand coach and leadership presence guru, Rasheryl McCrary. Rasheryl teaches executives and entrepreneurs how to build their personal brands and increase their influence in ways that drive personal and organizational success. Now she's ready to help you. It's time to expand your brand. Here's Rasheryl McCrary.
Welcome to The Leader and the Muse. I am your host, Rasheryl McCrary, and I am the president of Dow Leadership Development. I'm a certified leadership coach and a certified personal brand strategist, and over the past decade, I have coached over 1,000 leaders in Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and leading business schools, helping them discover, communicate, and leverage their authentic personal brand. Now, for those of you who are not quite familiar with personal branding, or maybe you think branding is this sort of weird packaging, celebrity, gimmicky kind of thing, let me tell you what I'm talking about when I say personal brand. So a personal brand, your personal brand, is your unique promise of value. It is your unique combination of skills, strengths, values, passions, creative abilities, imperfections, all rolled up into one. And personal branding is the process by which we unearth and cultivate your personal brand. So each week here on The Leader and the Muse, we discuss personal branding through the lens of my coaching program for leaders and entrepreneurs. It's called Brand You. That's Brand Y-O-U. And that stands for Brand Your Own Uniqueness. And it's a four-step coaching process that really helps you unearth, communicate, and leverage your authentic it factor in ways that drive business and personal success. So just a little background. I was inspired to create this Brand You for Leaders and Entrepreneurs program by a quote, and this wonderful quote by William Aruda, who is one of the godfathers of personal branding. And the quote says, "What makes you unique makes you successful." And I've certainly found that to be true in my own life. And many others have found that when they land in the sweet spot of their uniqueness, that's where they enjoy the greatest success. So today I am so thrilled. I'm so thrilled about our topic, which is marketing your brand in a digital age. And I have for you today an expert panel on tap to guide you through this entire process with tips and tools and techniques that you will need to really elevate your brand. That's one of the phases and steps in Brand You is elevate. So that's what we'll be talking about today. So I'd like to welcome to the show my panel of experts. And so the first person I'd like to introduce to you is Jen Frances Dwyer. She is the owner of Jen Frances Design, a graphic and web design firm specializing in corporate identity, branding, brochures, websites, annual reports, information architecture, and more. She has over 10 years in the business, and she is a triple threat of a designer with print, web, and corporate identity, all being part of her portfolio of work. Jen's company has created graphics for and websites for Heineken, Pfizer, Fornato, Novartis, Time Warner, Rose Associates, Starwood Hotels and Resorts, and more. So Jen's going to talk to us about design and the five pieces of collateral that you need to really elevate your brand. I also have today Jen McMurtry. Oh, welcome to the show, Jen Frances.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you here. I also have Jennifer McMurtry, who is the marketing manager and corporate strategist at Kudu Industries, an award-winning global oil field service company. And Jen McMurtry has over 15 years of marketing and corporate strategy experience in the pharmaceutical, biotechnology, energy, healthcare, not-for-profit, manufacturing, and retail sectors. Jen's also the communications chair for Special Olympics Calgary, and she is also right now finishing her MBA from Queen's University. And Jen, I'm so glad you could join us today. Welcome to the show, Jen McMurtry.
Thank you, Rochelle. So happy to be here.
Good to have you. And I also have the third part of my triple threat, Rhonda Wobel, who is the Director of Corporate Marketing and Public Relations for Senior Home Care, a $150 million healthcare company operating in the southeast part of the United States. And Rhonda is an accomplished leader with 20-plus years of progressive responsibility in developing thriving PR, marketing, and communications programs for public and private equity firms. And she has an extensive background in marketing programs, integrated marketing programs, including print, web, video, social media, and event marketing, and has received numerous awards from IABC, Hermes, Marcom, PRSA. Rhonda, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you. Delighted to be here with Cheryl.
Yes, I'm glad to have the three of you. So I have Jen Francis, Jen McMurtry, and Rhonda Wobel. And today we are talking about marketing your brand in a digital age, right? Because we're in a whole new time now, a whole new age where consumers really want an experience of your brand. They want, they want to know the benefits. They want to know the product you're offering or the brand that you're offering or who you are, but they really want that experience. And so things have shifted quite a bit in how marketing is approached in this digital age. And so I'm really excited to jump into that topic. But before I jump into that topic, I want to get a little taste from each of you, and I do this on every show. I want to find out a little bit about each of you. I want you to share with the audience how you became brand you, right? So just a little taste from each of you of how you became brand Jennifer Dwyer, brand Rhonda Wobel, brand Jennifer McMurtry. And so Jen Francis, I will start with you. So tell us, how did you get to building Jen Francis Design and this big company that you have now with these amazing clients? Give us a snapshot of how you got there.
My whole life, I guess, has been in, I've had an art and design background, whether that be drawing, computer. I'd say when I was younger, there wasn't a lot of computer, but painting, drawing. And then when I got to art school at Rhode Island School of Design, I did a 4-year program in graphic design. Finishing school, I moved to Manhattan, worked for a small boutique firm in Manhattan, working on a lot of financial, real estate, a lot of different clients that we worked with, and I was doing a lot of freelancing on the side and got to a point where I kind of felt that I was ready to take it to the next step. So that was 10 years ago in June, and I haven't looked back since. I worked with a lot of great clients, and yeah, happy to be doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, that is great. And if you could tell listeners one thing that gave you the courage to make the leap from, you were working with a design firm and then you started Jen Francis Designs, your own shop. So what's the one thing you can tell listeners who might be in that position of, oh, should I stay? Should I go? Should I start my own thing? What made you take the leap?
I think I felt that I could do what I was doing at my job on my own. I felt that I could do more doing it myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a lot more control over the work that I did. Options, I guess I should
mm-hmm.
say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that feeling of just of having more to give than maybe that container of that job allows you to do.
Exactly.
I totally get that.
Pigeonholed by specific type of work.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Being able to branch out and have a lot of great clients that I really feel, it could be a fashion industry, it could be a financial industry, and they really kind of help me, at least in the creative process, they play off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I like
mm-hmm.
to kind of have that blend.
Okay, great. Good. And so good. So let's go to Jen McMurtry. So give us a little snapshot of how you became brand Jen McMurtry and a little bit of your journey to where you are now.
Well, for me, I eventually would like to be on the same road that Jen Francis is on and have my own sort of marketing and strategic advisory consulting practice. But mm-hmm. how I've kind of gone along so far is education has been really the cornerstone. I have mm-hmm. a very creative mind, too. I really like that, although I don't really have the temperament for art. I'm really not that talented, unfortunately, but I love painting and whatnot. But I really like balancing some of the creative energies I have with more of the strategy and business side of things. So I did a marketing diploma from British Columbia Institute of Technology. I am Canadian. Maybe your listeners need to know I'm Canadian. And so for us, humor is obviously a big part of how I've gone through my whole life. We have to, for the cold that we endure every year. But so I started off at BCIT and got a taste of marketing, which I loved because it was kind of that really great harmony between the left and the right brain, which was really important for me to transition between the two. Mm-hmm. And from there, I did some traveling. I love either learning, whether it's in the classroom or within a network, as well as traveling to other cultures. So I had the great opportunity to go to Europe and spend about 4 months there, which was just mind-altering and life-changing for me, and it was fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I came back to Canada with a bit of a new perspective and pursued my commerce degree. I really wanted a little bit more weight to the education that I had so far, and that was one of the best choices I ever made because it's paid back, you know, tenfold over the past couple of years. And then I just started working, of course. Making money was always a big part of what I needed. I wanted to be independent and got some really great jobs in multiple fields. I've had the wonderful opportunity to actually do some consulting while I was working, which was great, and I fell mm-hmm. in love with it, mm-hmm. but haven't really been able to make that leap from full-time employment and to having my own practice, which eventually mm-hmm. I will do. Mm-hmm. And now I wanted to pursue and add a bit of another layer to my education by getting the MBA and just rounding out that foundation. And one day, again, have my own practice is really where I'd like to go.
Good, good. That's great, Jen. And Jen, despite the fact that you're, you know, you're looking now at moving into your own shop at some point. At this point, I mean, you're well established in your field and doing great work at Kudu Industries. So I want to underscore that.
Oh, and absolutely. I love Kudu. I've done a lot of great work with them. I love the company. It's great. But, you know, something inside of you says, you know what, I really want to stand on my own 2 feet and have my own shingle one day. But that's further down the line. I'm not ready to go anywhere, of course.
that's an ultimate
dream years down the road. But I'm having a lot of fun there, and it's a great company.
Good, good. And then Rhonda Wobel, I'm so glad to have you on. And Rhonda, I forgot to mention in your bio that you have worked with several significant Fortune 250 organizations, including Cigna Corporation, Capital One, Aon and Hewitt. So tell us how you sort of came, how your brand evolved into where you are now. And Rhonda, we have about 2 minutes until it's time for a break. So I'll let you have the 2 minutes leading up to that.
No problem. I can do it in 2 minutes. So I think with me, when I was in college, probably like a lot of other people when they're in college, you're still not really sure what you want to do. And through taking some marketing classes, really opened my eyes up to that's what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And back when I was in college, it was totally different, of course, from the digital age now. It was about the 4 P's and supply and demand. But quite honestly, those little components intrigued me. So I went ahead and got a marketing degree. And then somewhere along the way, right after college, and I don't remember who told me this, somebody said, you know, make a 20-year plan. And I literally did that. And I said, okay, this is what I need to do over the course of 20 years to hit my goal, which was to manage a corporate marketing or corporate communications department, which is what I've been doing now for the last 4 years. And along the way, I just listened to feedback from people, from mentors. When I got feedback, I changed that or I made it better. Or I looked at my resume and I looked for gaps, and then I volunteered myself for stretch assignments so that I could fill those gaps in my resume. And that's mm-hmm. really how I got to where I am today. I mean, that in a nutshell.
That is wonderful. And Rhonda, so if you, again, if you could just provide one piece of advice, and we have about 30 seconds here, mm-hmm. but just one piece of advice you would give listeners who are in your, you know, in your shoes now and looking at how do I build a career? How do I reach these goals? What's the one thing, 30 seconds, that you would tell my listeners?
I think you have to establish some goals, and if you believe it, you can achieve it. And I think going for stretch assignments is very important, and you have mm-hmm. to find whatever it is that fulfills you, because at the end of the day, if you're not fulfilled with what you're doing, it's probably going to be difficult to meet those goals. So set goals, volunteer for stretch assignments, and make sure you're fulfilled in what it is that you're doing in at your work.
Right. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And, you know, it's really interesting as I'm listening here that we have such a great variety on this panel, right? So we have one person who's developed a personal brand within their organization and is going to talk to us about PR. We have another individual who, you know, has their own shop and has developed a personal brand and a business as an entrepreneur. And then we have a third individual here on the panel who is, you know, has one foot sort of in both worlds. And I think that's a wonderful, wonderful mix and certainly reflects my audience. And we'll be able to really talk in really specific, practical ways about marketing in a digital age. So with that being said, it's time for me to take a quick break. And I'd like to introduce you to my sponsor, 123RF, which is a leading digital media library and a premier destination for royalty-free images. 123RF has incredible pricing options, incredible creative works, and lots of users. And if you go to 123RF.com and use the promo code 123RF, you can get some fantastic deals. So visit 123RF.com, and we'll be right back. This is Rasheryl McCrary, your host of The Leader and the Muse.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you. Save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus drug discount card offered by Voice America. It is not insurance and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies, but 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Start saving today. Print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rasheryl McCrary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Rasheryl McCrary, your host of The Leader and the Muse, and we are back, and we are talking about marketing in a digital age, how to market your brand in a digital age. And I have a wonderful, wonderful panel of guests. I have Jen Frances Dwyer of Jen Frances Design. I have Jen McMurtry, the marketing manager and corporate strategist at Kudu Industries. And I have Rhonda Wobel, who's director of corporate marketing and public relations for Senior Home Care. So welcome back into this segment. And what I'd like to talk about really is really turn into this whole idea of marketing and what's necessary, or this whole idea of marketing your brand in a digital age. And so, you know, one of the things I talk to my clients about and that I know that you all agree with is that, you know, before you ever get to the marketing phase of your personal brand or even a corporate brand, but we're talking about, you know, personal branding, you have to figure out what is your personal brand. I mean, the first step is, okay, who am I really? What are my passions, my values, my skills, the different things I meant to bring to the table? What's unique about me? What differentiates me from others? Who's my target audience? I mean, those are things that in personal branding you have to do first before you can then focus on, you know, how do I elevate my brand with marketing? How do I leverage my brand with marketing and get it out there? So in this episode, we're going to assume that you've sort of done that personal branding piece first. You have a good sense of your personal brand. And now you're turning towards your brand identity and what that looks like, how your brand is reflected. And so, Jen Francis, I'd like to talk to you and have you sort of talk a little bit about the relationship between personal brand and design. You know, how do those things connect? What's the relationship there?
I think the essence of your brand is reflected in your design. So it's mm-hmm. important to capture, you know, who you are and what you do, the essence of what you do. Mm-hmm. And not try to say too much, but that's why I really said, you know, the essence.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when someone comes to you and they've sort of figured out that essence of their personal brand, and now, you know, they're setting up their business and they want the design to reflect that. What in a digital age, what do they need to have in place? What pieces of collateral do you think every brand needs? And I know you have a list of five, if you'll tell us what you think those are.
It sort of moves around a little bit, but I think the most important thing is your logo. In a digital age and in a print age, it's always been important. It's the foundation of your brand. Your website is certainly a very important piece nowadays in the digital age. I would say your business card is also still very important. It's a, you know, your leave behind when you meet people. Your stationery, which can be, you know, nowadays can take all sorts of forms. It can be your letterhead, your envelope, or it can even be, you know, your Salesforce template or your constant contact template. And then I think also your brochure, which can be, you know, can be a lot of forms as well. It can be a postcard. It can be a trifold. It can be a 20-page, you know, catalog. Mm-hmm. They're all equally, I think, important to building your mm-hmm. brand.
Yeah, great. And so these five pieces of collateral that you think every brand needs now, so the logo, the website, business card, stationery, an ebook or brochure. And so let's talk about the logo, because I think that is the piece, you know, sometimes when I work with clients who are entrepreneur clients or coaching clients who, you know, they're ready to start their business, that, you know, they're ready to go. I need to get a logo. I need to get a website. I need to get a business card. And so talk a little bit about when you have someone come to you and they, you know, want a logo, for instance, what are some of the things you think about? And so two questions. And what are some of the things that the individual should be thinking about, you know, when they come to you and want a logo or any of these things?
The biggest challenge we face when creating, you know, starting off with an identity package, is that people try to say too much. Mm. I think it's really important to sort of boil it down to, again, back to the essence of your brand, mm-hmm. and really keep it simple. You think about a lot of brands, you know, Apple, Target. You know, I can go to Target and buy a banana. I can buy a pair of jeans. I can buy, you know, but their brand is really this simple, you know, mark. So
right.
I think it's really, you know, I think a lot of people sort of want to say, oh, well, I do this and I do this and I, you know, they have a lot to say, but it's really important to keep it simple. And to really sort of determine, what that essence is. Is it important that you convey, that you're, you know, that you're modern and hip, or is it important that, you know, that you display that you're professional and staid, and, you know, you kind of have to think about what that overall look and feel is that you're going for to start
Right.
off with and to communicate with your, you know, with your design team.
Yeah, absolutely. So I love that you say, you know, that simple is best, right? For a logo, it doesn't need to be overly designed and cluttered, but simple is best. And I think Target and Apple are great examples of that. And then Jen, the other big piece that folks really, really want to know a lot about are sort of websites, you know, the website. I mean, you need a website now in the digital age. You need a website. So talk a little bit about the audience or what listeners should be considering, maybe, you know, two or three things they should be considering thinking about as they go to look for a designer to do a website or even in the design of a website.
I think you're absolutely right. Website is a critical piece now of your branding. I think that you really do need a great designer, and I think they really should look at, you know, their work and what they do. If somebody doesn't produce websites that you like, that you're a fan of, then you're not going to like the work they do for you. So it's really important that you find somebody that has that aesthetic that you're looking for. I think that the second piece that you really need to think about is your navigation. You really need to make your content easy for people to find. You know, people really nowadays are busy. They want to get on a website, get the information, and, you know, go about their day. So some people like to think that somebody's going to stick around their website and read content for a half hour, but it's just not the case. So you really need to make your website easy to navigate. And the thing that's really, really important with, you know, with search engine optimization, with branding, with everything, is your content. I mean, your content is key. You really need to have everything that you want somebody to know about you really boiled down onto your website and easy to find.
Okay, great. So I love this. So, you know, making sure you get a great designer and investing in that and making sure it's not only is it a great designer, but the right designer, right? It's the right fit for you.
Absolutely.
And then on the website itself, you would say the top two things are navigation and content are two like critical elements of that website in terms of then being able to use it as a marketing, as the hub of your marketing activity.
And I think you need both together. You know, you can have a beautiful website that doesn't have content and people aren't going to stick around, and you can have amazing content, and if it's not, you know, if you don't have the right information architecture and navigation, then people just aren't going to stick around to read it.
Yeah, yeah. And then, Jen, the last three things in the segment, I just want to take a minute or so to talk about this. But, you know, the business card, stationery, e-books and brochures. What's your take on this? Is this still really necessary in a digital age when we do everything by cell phone, or iPad? Are these pieces still necessary?
I think they're definitely necessary. I think there's just different ways to look at them. So, you know, when you're talking about, I think a business card is definitely nice to still have a tangible business card that you can hand out to people. You know, whether you're going to a networking event or, you know, you're meeting a client for the first time, I think it's something that's important to leave behind. I think stationery, you don't necessarily need a hard copy of a letterhead. I think that really what you have to think about when you talk about stationery nowadays is everything being consistent. It's still really important that you have a great, you know, if you're sending everything out via PDF, to have a great letterhead that's being sent electronically. I had mentioned, you know, constant contact. If you've got email marketing that you're doing, it's really important that that reflects your brand that you've sort of established in your logo and your website. And a brochure or an ebook, I mean, you really, same sort of thing. And even if we have a lot of people nowadays that don't even print their annual reports, that might just be, you know, posted online. So, and newsletters, things like that. So I think there's a lot of different ways now that you view the, you know, the media the way that you used to see it in a printed format. You now can view it online.
Okay.
It's still important for all of that branding to be consistent.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a huge movement, not only online, but now, in your cell phones, which is a whole other market that's exploding. And so now websites, brochures, ebooks, everything have to be optimized to cell phone usage. I mean, that's a huge thing that's happening and shifting under our feet, you know, even as we speak. So
a big buzzword that you'll hear a lot about, you know, is responsive design.
Responsive. And tell us what that means.
When it comes to websites, you have to really think about a responsive design, something that would work on, you know, my laptop, my desktop, my iPad, my iPhone. They're all things that the design basically changes its resolution as the screen size changes.
Oh, okay. Responsive design. So that's sort of the leading trend right now in terms of marketing and web design.
Absolutely. And I think it's something that people are just getting comfortable with. I think there's a difference between, you know, a website that works on a mobile device, that's 100%, you know, important. But then I think there's also sort of, you're basically building, you know, three different websites because you're building them for the different parameters. So it is actually more work, but now with, you know, with the shift that's going on, I think it's something that's really important for people to consider.
Okay, great. So that's a great tip, responsive design. So listeners, if you're headed to a web designer, you need to know these terms. Thank you so much, Jen. That was a really great sort of discussion around what are the basic nuts and bolts pieces of collateral that every single brand needs. And so we have about a minute. We're going to head into a break in about a minute. And one of the things that I want to talk about as we come back, I want to get some feedback from Rhonda and from Jen. And then we're going to go right into discussing sort of basic marketing principles and strategy. So just some really basics, just the basics about marketing and what you need to consider. And then we're going to be talking about once you mark that marketing works hand in hand with public relations. How do you get the word out there? How do you really leverage and use PR strategies to get the word out there and really not only elevate your brand visibility, but leverage the brand as well? So with that being said, we're going to head right into our commercial break. And again, I want to thank my sponsor, 123RF. And you can go right to 123RF.com and use the promo code 123RF and get some fantastic royalty-free images. Okay, this is Rochelle McCrary. I'll be right back after the break.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Real fresh, real friends, real flexible, real faces. Introducing 123RF, a leading digital media library that provides a wide variety of budget-friendly photos, vectors, footage, and audio files. 123RF.com is home to more than 21 million creative works and has nearly 3 million users. As a premium destination for royalty-free images, 123RF works closely with designers across the globe and are proud to offer real flexible pricing options, such as pay-as-you-go credits and subscription plans that start from as low as 25 cents per image. The 123RF team provides a 24/7 service. Please contact us today to sign up for one of our plans, and you will receive a 20% discount on subscriptions or free extra credits. Simply use promo code PHOTO123RF. That's 123RF.com and promo code PHOTO123RF. Remember, real fresh, real friends, real flexible, real faces. 123RF.com.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America Business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network. The bottom line in business talk.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Rochelle McCrary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Rochelle McCrary, your host of The Leader and the Muse, and I'm so thrilled today we are talking about marketing your brand in the digital age. I have a panel of experts. I have Jen Francis Dwyer of Jen Francis Design. I have Jen McMurtry, who's the marketing manager and corporate strategist at Cadoux Industries, and I have Rhonda Wobel, who is the director of corporate marketing and public relations for Senior Home Care, and I am so thrilled to have them. And in the second segment, we were talking about marketing your brand in the digital age and those five pieces of collateral that every brand needs: your logo, your website, your business card, your stationery, ebook or brochure. And we also talked about responsive design and how everything's sort of trending towards responsive design. So any comments anyone want to make on that talk about collateral? Anyone?
The only thing I would maybe add there, and Jen Francis basically nailed everything, is with the website in particular and that responsive marketing in the mobile marketing age, when you're putting on valuable content onto your website, make sure that some of that is downloadable where they are paying with their name or some of their contact details so you can start building that list. Mm-hmm. And you start adding more collateral that you can send out, more content that you can send out to your tribe and your audience and your list to start building your business and building your reach. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I would say to think about with your website is make sure you got some highly valued content. Audience is going to pay with their name because it's very valued to them. Mm-hmm. And you're going to hit the ground running and start creating your list, which is really important.
Great. Great. Thank you. Thank you for that, Jen. Great tip. And so, Jen McMurtry, that brings us to really talking about how this collateral goes hand in hand, in tandem with your marketing plan, right? And how that sort of dovetails in together. So give us a sense, Jen, of sort of basic sort of overview of marketing for folks who are out there who are listening, who you know, may not really know. Can you give us in a nutshell sort of the basic principles of marketing?
Well, some of the basic principles, if you go back to the four P's, which they teach you in any kind of standard marketing course, is the product, price, place, promotion. See, even I'm getting mixed up in my four P's. So really think about all of those when you're either moving forward for your own personal brand. Price is obviously your salary or the price you're going to pay for your services or your product, or even within your business. Promotion is obviously a big part of that. It's a big part of branding is getting your name out there, getting your business out there. So I want to touch on that a little bit more than maybe some of the other ones in the show, just mm-hmm. because it's very relative to what we're talking about with personal branding.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people maybe miss that a little bit, that branding is about perception.
Right.
And you don't necessarily own that perception. Mm-hmm. You can own the trademark. You can own the patents. You can control the modes and mediums that you're getting that message out in. But that perception belongs with your audience. And people tend to forget that a little bit. You know, Nike can do what they can with their patents and their products and getting it out there in the right distribution channels. But at the end of the day, it's the customer that owns that perception. And they either like you or they don't like you. And
right.
if you do something wrong, you kind of have a bit of a barrier to get over that because that perception changes and that perception becomes ingrained in your audience's mind. So always keeping that top of mind, I think, is going to be really important, considering that perception is reality, whether you agree with it or not. That's mm-hmm. the reality of the situation.
Right.
And further to that, if you don't, if you aren't perceived and you aren't out there and that awareness isn't out there about you and your brand and your business, you don't exist. So it's really important to step into that spotlight and get your name and get your product and get yourself out there so you can start building your network, build your connections, get some exposure so you do exist in the eyes of the audience that you want to target.
Right, right. And Jen, I love what you're saying, and I just want to back up for 1 second because I just was having this conversation yesterday with a client about perception is reality, as much as we hate to admit that. And perception can also be shifted over time. So I just want to throw that out there that you don't have control over how you're perceived, but you do have some control over incrementally changing that perception, particularly when it comes to personal brand, right? It may be a little bit harder to turn a big ship, you know, sort of a big brand around when it takes a hit. But in terms of personal brand, you absolutely can be strategic in how you shift the perception that you've put out there over time, assuming you've not, you know, completely destroyed your brand. So I just want to throw that out there.
Absolutely. And I think it comes down to value. And the brands mm-hmm. that have longevity are the ones that create value. And the ones that mm-hmm. have really positive perceptions are the ones that create value. So always tapping into what your audience needs, what they want from you. How do you bring value to the situation? How you can repurpose content or repurpose what you're putting out there so that they're always adding value at every interaction point. And that's how you start building and having longevity to your brand.
Mm-hmm. And that ties into what you're talking about in terms of one of the points that you mentioned to me is this idea of authenticity, right? That be yourself because replicas are not valuable in your own words. That's what you know, you've said.
Absolutely. Authenticity is key. Be yourself, but also have empathy, because I think sometimes there's a fine line between being yourself and going for that target and just putting it all out there, but forgetting that there's an audience on the other side of that equation. Mm-hmm. And you really need to be empathetic to that audience to understand that you might have to adapt here or there so that you can really make a connection and really bond with that audience. And essentially, that's what you want to do with a strong brand. Mm-hmm. So you can't forget that. You always have to be empathetic, but understand you need to be yourself and be authentic at the same line. And it's a bit of a balancing act.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, Jen, I want to jump into the couple of power marketing tips. But before we do that, just say a little bit about transparency, and then we're gonna which is related to authenticity. And then I want to talk about the two power marketing tips that you talked about here.
Well, transparency is easy. Be candid and be straightforward. Don't hide things. Don't hold on to content or hold on to value because you feel like you don't want to let it out into the world because you feel it's your competitive advantage. Because guess what? Everything has kind of been said and done. Put something out there in a unique way that makes sense for your audience. So always be straightforward, be candid, be open. The other thing I want to put out there really quickly is do a SWOT on yourself. I say go SWOT yourself. It's something that we use typically in marketing and strategy. If anyone doesn't know what that is, it's very simple. It's an acronym. SWOT means strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. But I want you to do it a little bit different than it's done typically in a strategic session. Look at the opportunities and threats first. Get down to your top three opportunities, your top three threats that you're looking at that are external to you. They're out there in the environment. For example, a great opportunity could be a business in this type of environment like organic nutritional goods because it's hot on trend. Everyone's buying it. That's a great opportunity. A threat might be some economical factors that are involved in that are out of your control. Then look internally and do a bit of an internal analysis on your key strengths and weaknesses and how they relate to those specific opportunities and threats. And do a whole analysis on that to really determine what uniquely do you bring to the situation, how can you mitigate some of those threats that are external to you out in the environment that your customers might be dealing with or that you're dealing with. You get a whole rounded sort of perspective on what makes you unique, authentic, and transparent.
Great, great. And so, Jen, I'm going to mention these two power marketing tips. We're going to move on to talk about PR, but this is wonderful. This idea of SWOT yourself and how to use this marketing term and apply it to your own personal brand. So, two power marketing tips that Jen really espouses are the power of the blog, using your blog to sort of get your opinion out there, get people to know what you think, how you are a thought leader, what makes you a thought leader. To expand your expertise. And the other power marketing tip is expand your network because it's critical to building brand awareness. And so with that, I want to transition now into Rhonda Wobel, who is our PR expert. Thank you so much, Jen, and we'll circle back around by the end of the show. And so I want to transition now into Rhonda. And Rhonda, we have about a couple of minutes before we have to head into the break. And before that, I'd like for you to just give us a list of, talk about how PR has changed in the digital age. So give us an understanding of how the sands have shifted now that we're firmly in the digital age, which is changing very quickly.
Well, with the digital age, you just have new channels that people are drawing conclusions about your organization. You know, years ago, you didn't have Facebook and LinkedIn, and people would mainly know about your business by word of mouth if you did not advertise, and a lot of companies do not advertise because they don't have the funds to advertise. Or if you did advertise, that's how they drew their opinion of you. So that and customer feedback, word of mouth. But now, people follow companies on LinkedIn, they follow them on Facebook, they follow them on Twitter and all sorts of social media sites, and they draw conclusions about your organizations. And then you have blogs where people are posting comments about maybe an experience they had, good or bad, and they're drawing conclusions and opinions about your organization like that, thus formulating your brand, maybe one that you don't want formulated, and then makes public relations even more important in the digital age because you have to try to get your arms around all of that information, a lot of which is out of your control.
Right, right. Yeah, and it's almost like trying to herd cats sometimes, right? Trying to manage all of that. And
right.
And Rhonda, you've simplified this for us by identifying five sort of PR principles. If you'll give us that list, and then we need to go to mm-hmm. break, and then we'll drill down into the list when we come back from the break.
Well, just like a brand story, you want to have a PR story. Like, what is your public relations story so that you can equip your employees with what that story is, or if you're at an event and someone wants to know more about your organization, you're giving them your PR and your brand story. And consistency
right.
is huge.
Right.
You need a pre-R strategy, and it needs to have timelines, it needs to have target audiences, it needs to have goals and team members. Yeah. You need to leverage current events and trends. That's a big one.
Right.
You need to spin the story, but you must always be genuine and tell the truth, and then you need to try to measure your PR impact in your communities that you serve.
Okay, great. So we'll come back and we'll talk about these, the list of five PR principles that you have offered to the audience, and we'll drill down when we come right back. So I would like to go right now to a break. This is Cheryl McCrary, your host of The Leader in the Muse, and I'm having a wonderful conversation with Jen Francis of Jen Francis Designs and Jen McMurtry at Kudu from Kudu Industries and Rhonda Wobel, Director of Corporate Marketing and Public Relations for Senior Home Care. So with that, we'll be right back after the break.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
Do you want to build your brand and increase your influence? Let Dow help you. Visit us at tao-leadership.com to learn how. Dow Leadership Development helps savvy executives and entrepreneurs map out a blueprint for their personal brand in order to drive business success. How do we do this? By combining a powerful 360 assessment tool with hands-on coaching and over 10 years of experience working with over 1,000 leaders at Fortune 500 companies, government agencies, and top business schools. Our signature coaching program is Brand YOU for individuals or groups. If you are ready to build your brand and increase your influence, call 216-374-2282 or go to tao-leadership.com.
The latest business information is made simple with the Voice America Business Network. The professionals in the business world bring you live talk radio shows featuring an array of business topics, strategies for building wealth, sales and marketing, stock trading, investing, and business technology. Voice America Business hosts are professionals in their fields and bring to the airwaves weekly business discussions that offer up-to-date information, advice, and education. The Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business talk.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
You are listening to The Leader and the Muse with host Cheryl McCrary. If you have a question or comment about our program, please send an email to muse@leaderandthemuse.com. That's M-U-S-E at leaderandthemuse.com. Now, back to this week's show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Cheryl McCrary, your host of The Leader in the Muse. And today, I'm so thrilled we're talking about marketing your brand in the digital age. And I have with me Rhonda Wobel, who is this incredible PR expert, and she is Director of Corporate Marketing and Public Relations for Senior Home Care. And I'm so thrilled to have Rhonda. And right before the break, she was talking about the five PR principles for marketing your brand in the digital age and really getting the word out there about your brand. And in a previous segment with Jen McMurtry, we talked about how perception is reality, Rhonda, and how, your marketing plan gives you the strategy to get sort of put you out there. But in terms of also thinking about increasing your visibility and managing your reputation in the digital world, you really need a strong PR strategy that helps you manage that visibility and reputation, as you pointed to Rhonda. So take us again through. You talked about these five PR principles, and the first one you talked about was needing to have your overall PR brand story. And you start talking about that a little bit, but tell listeners what you mean about your PR brand story. What does that mean?
What it means is you literally need to define what it is that you want people to think about your organization. When they hear about your organization, this is what you want them to think. So here at Senior Home Care, we've developed a brand story, and it's pretty short, and we also have key phrases, and we work with our sales team and other key areas of the organization, the folks that are like on the forefront of the company out there trying to sell the business. And we say, this is our brand story. This is how you need to be talking in every single conversation you have out there. We also try to communicate that and educate internally in the organization so that everybody is basically consistently saying the same thing about the organization. So we have these words, essentially, that explains who we are from a brand and PR perspective. And we want everybody understanding that and be on board with that and using those words in anything that they do. In particular, with me being over the marketing department, we ensure that that story and those key phrases come out in every single channel, whether it's our website, press release, our LinkedIn page, piece of collateral, our internal intranet, whatever the communication channel might be, our company newsletter, we make sure that brand story comes out through all of those channels internally and externally.
Yeah, that is wonderful. And you know, it's great to hear how you do it on a corporate level, and that even with your the folks, the employees, that they're you recognize that they are brand ambassadors, you know, and that
Absolutely.
They have to also consistently, you know, great brands are consistent. So they have to consistently really communicate that brand and using consistent language and all that. So that makes perfect sense. And then your second point is that you have to develop a PR strategy. And just really briefly, Rhonda, can you touch on what that might look like? And really briefly, just to give the audience a taste of that.
Basically, we identify maybe some stakeholders. Who are some people in the organization that are going to advocate and understand the importance of a public relations strategy and a strong brand strategy? And we have them part of like our extended marketing team. And we're always in touch with them, making sure that they're speaking the language of our PR brand story. So we identify team members, stakeholders, probably a better word, throughout the organization that we stay very closely linked in, myself and my team. Then at the beginning of the year, we set some goals. What do we want to accomplish from a branding standpoint? We are in 40-plus markets, so we pick some key markets at the beginning of the year that we really want to push our brand, so that would be one of our goals. And then we set some timetables, and we do some integrated marketing in those particular markets so that we can elevate our brand and elevate our PR story as well in those markets. And then the target audience really comes down to whether we want to go after physicians, or we want to go after patients, or we just want to do general public push of our PR strategy. And we do all three, actually. We push our PR strategy with physicians, patients, potential patients, family members, and just the general public at large.
Yeah. And I think another piece of that strategy, if I'm not mistaken, and one of the things you mentioned is closely related, is measuring success, right? Once you sort of deploy that strategy, then
Absolutely.
Having something in place to measure.
Yes, we do measure success. You know, sometimes it's a little tough because one of the easiest thing to measure success is when you do a direct marketing program, right? Well, public relations is not direct marketing, so we have to work really closely with folks in our markets to do surveys and ask questions with key people and see what the results have been when we're pushing some PR strategies out in certain markets. And then we can measure success another way. I mean, for example, we've recently did a press release about our great patient satisfaction numbers, and we got a call from the World Congress saying, hey, we saw your press release, and we want your director of clinical integration to come speak at our conference. Well, that's one way we can measure success, right? Because we got somebody telling us they read the story. But we definitely have to track that and make sure that we're getting some traction along the PR side. And when you do press releases, for example, you get all sorts of metrics that you can see what the traction was.
Yeah, great. And so tell us a little bit, a very brief overview of this concept of leveraging current events and latest trends. I think that's really compelling. And I think particularly for small business owners, that's really sort of a key technique or tactic. So tell us a little bit about that. And you have about a minute to tell us about that, Rhonda.
That's my favorite one, actually. So in the business that we're in, which is home care, there's two huge trends right now, and I mentioned one already, patient satisfaction, and then also partnering with hospitals to reduce their rehospitalization rates. If we did not, as a marketing department, take advantage of adding those two components into our peer strategy, we would be missing it 100%. So you have to find out what are those buzzwords, what are those hot trends in your industry, in your business, because that's what people are talking about. So you want them to talk about those trends and your company name at the same time, because that will build your company's credibility, and then people are going to automatically have faith in you with regard to that particular trend or event that's happening in your industry. And those are such big ones in our industry. If we don't show that we're strong in those two, we're going to be left behind.
Right.
We've worked very hard this year, and we'll continue to do so, focusing on those two areas and showing that we're strong in that area. And our PR strategy has been built a lot around those two components.
That is great. And I'm thinking as you're talking about, you know, if I'm a small business, you know, owner, or if I'm an entrepreneur or a coach, and I want to look at leveraging current events, how might someone make that tweak? Like, what's one thing they could do to take advantage of that?
I mean, see what's trending on the internet that's related to your industry, you know, and then grab onto a nugget and run with it. I mean, we do that. You know, we're a mid-sized company, and oftentimes some of our biggest successes is we just pick up on a little nugget that we heard about in, you know, an email blast came across my desk externally. I read something on the internet, and we run with that. So see what's trending in your industry and grab onto one of those things and tie it closely to your business if you're a small business owner.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and so it's like, you know, keep your eyes open, right? Because the nuggets are out there. Keep your eyes open.
They are out there.
Yeah, great. So we are at, I cannot believe the time has evaporated. I thought we had so much time. The time has evaporated, and we have about a minute to close. So what I'd like to do is give each of you a chance to say one closing remark to the audience, very brief. And if you'd like for the audience to be able to contact you, you can have your information here. So I'm going to start with Jen Francis. So one thought, Jen, and how can folks reach you?
I'd say just, when you're thinking about the essence of your brand, just think simple, memorable, timeless, and versatile, really. That's important, too. They can reach us at jenfrancis.com.
Okay, jenfrancis.com. Wonderful design. And Jen McMurtry, one thought. And if you want folks to reach you, how can they do that?
One thought, perception is reality, and make sure you do that personal inventory, whether it's on your business or yourself. So go SWOT yourself. Don't forget to do that. It's very important. And you can reach me on LinkedIn. Just go on LinkedIn, go Jennifer McMurtry at Kudu, KUDU, and you'll find me, and we can link up. And if you have any questions, you can do it through there.
Excellent. And Rhonda Wobel, last thoughts.
Last thought. My last thought is I think a lot of people think PR has a blueprint roadmap or a blueprint strategy, and it does not. I think a lot of it is built upon intuition and listening and finding that nugget. And you can find a nugget sometimes in a hallway conversation or something you read over the internet, and then you can grab that and run with it and get a lot of traction results from it. And I'm happy to be reached. I'm on LinkedIn as well. Last name Wobele. First name Rhonda, and my contact information is there.
Okay, wonderful. And I will have each of these wonderful, incredibly smart expert women on my website, so you can always visit it at www.tao-leadership.com. And their photos, all their information, ways to contact them will be on the website. So, ladies, thank you so much. It has been an info-packed hour. I hope that you will, maybe I can get you to blog a little bit, or we can put something up on the site for folks to learn more about what you do and how they can apply all of the tips and techniques that you've provided to marketing their brands in a digital age. So thank you so much for a great show. And thank you so much for joining us for The Leader in the Muse. This is your host, Cheryl McCrary. And I want to say goodbye to my guests. Goodbye, Jen, and Rhonda. Thank you.
Thank you
Bye.
So much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
That's the end of our show. This is Cheryl McCrary.
Thank you again for listening to The Leader and the Muse with Cheryl McCrary. Please join us again next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. See you then.